Dan Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning.
710 WOR.
A very happy Friday. It's a wet and soggy Friday, and the temperatures are going to be plunging. I'm afraid, Len, fall has arrived. Good morning to you, Len, and good morning to you, Joe Bartlett.
Well, I just like the tabloids. The Post calls it the wild, wild west.
Well, I thought it was a productive meeting between Kanye and Trump. No. If you paid attention to it, if you parse it a little bit.
Oh, stop. I thought it was a productive meeting. This was the most productive part.
Trump is on his hero's journey right now. Uh-huh. And he might not have expected to have a crazy motherfucker like Kanye West run up and support.
Yeah, very productive. There you go.
Well, it's the rapper outreach program.
But the Daily the Daily News headline was West Wingnut.
Listen.
As opposed to...
I could understand most of what Kanye's saying.
You could?
Yes.
Explain it to me.
All right. Well, what he is saying is that Trump has made this country strong again. He's lifted us out of that sort of economic doldrum that we were in under Barack Obama. And the Trump effect of a strong economy is helping African Americans. That's what Kanye was saying. Now, he says it in a colorful way, but there's a lot of truth to what he's saying, Len. If you just paid attention and didn't dismiss it outright, you would understand that Kanye has some points to make.
Joe, even you, Mr. Right-wing newsman, can't be buying into this drivel that Riedel's selling here this morning, can you?
Well, no, it was not a good
careful
display.
What you say there, Joe.
No, it's not. Look, I'm trying to be honest here. It was not a good thing to do visually. It just didn't look good. I suppose if you want to look at a bright spot, it shows that at least one black person is not afraid to support Donald Trump.
You know what?
But the thing is, I mean, if you are a minority, you almost unanimously do not support Trump.
Exactly.
I think that's what Kanye is trying to say. Hey, right. I can be black and support him.
Even though Trump is providing a lot of jobs for everybody out there. All right. Also in the big three, boy, did you see? I saw some drone footage, Len, of the aftermath of Hurricane Michael.
Just
I mean, that is just Mexico City Beach down there is completely
gone. Unbelievable.
I see 6 people killed, but now it's going up to 8 people. Is that the latest
ABC,
death toll?
ABC reports 8. Mm. So that's their number.
And all the people who stayed now, they have no power. They're fighting flooding. No cell phone service.
Just awful.
So it's possible that more people could die. And rounding out the big three, this story coming out of Turkey about the Saudi Arabian journalist who walked into the embassy in Istanbul and never came out, although maybe he came out in pieces, is getting more and more interesting, and it is having an effect on the Trump administration. Where does Trump stand on this? A lot of people in Congress are calling him to be tougher on Saudi Arabia. But the fact of the matter is, Len, you got to deal with the real politics of the world. We just sold Saudi Arabia $100 billion worth of weapons. We're never going to get any kind of peace in the Middle East between Israel and the Palestinians without the support of Saudi Arabia. And Saudi Arabia is our ally against our enemy, Iraq. And I'm sorry, you can't throw all that out the window because some journalist got roughed up.
You've got to be kidding me. Do you listen to yourself?
No,
I mean, go home and listen back to the podcast.
That's a
really
good one.
Some journalist got roughed up? Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, journalism is dangerous.
Yeah, you got roughed up.
Journalists just say cut up.
Oh, jeez. That's just awful. By the way, a lot of people are suggesting, and I'm sorry about this, Michael, this may ruffle your feathers, that Donald Trump may not take strong action because he has family business, as does Jared Kushner with the prince. So,
it's not because of that. Listen, Trump has got businesses all over the world. That we elected him because he's a successful businessman. What do you expect him to do? Just like, well, I'm going to close all my businesses down. Now I'm in the White House.
I didn't say that, but that shouldn't affect policy. And there should be. The first guy taking sanctions is a private businessman, Richard Branson. Come on, grow a pair.
Stop.
This is ridiculous.
Len, it's not about the Trump businesses. It's about the longstanding relationship that the United States has with Saudi Arabia. And sometimes your allies are not Democrats. That's just the way politics works in the real world.
Good to know. By the way, I was watching Kanye with his little rant. Sitting next to him was one of the all-time great athletes, Jim Brown. He was just sitting there.
Did he say anything?
I can only imagine what
what was going through his head.
This guy is nuts. This young man needs to be locked up. This is unbelievable. I mean, it was just crazy.
Yeah.
It was crazy town.
Well, later in the broadcast, we've got Jonathan Carl from ABC News. He was actually there, so we'll have a firsthand eyewitness account.
He wasn't only there.
The Kanye Summit.
Everyone saw this.
I love this guy right
that's
here.
Really nice. Hey, man. That's really nice. And that's from the heart. I didn't want to put you in that position, you know, but that's from the heart. So special guy.
So that was the big hug.
That was the big hug, yeah.
Apparently on the way out, Kanye hugs Jonathan Carl. Our guy. And Carl said, I think Carl tweeted, when I woke up this morning, I wasn't expecting that. And then it was Carl's question to him and his answer. I guess Kanye said he doesn't answer things in simple sound bites. He's like fine wine. That was the answer to...
Well, Kanye is a performance artist.
He's off his meds. That's what it is.
Oh, I think so, too.
He is. I mean, he had the bipolar disease, but he's going off the meds because Trump says it was sleep deprivation.
Yep.
And well, even, not bipolar.
Did you see Trump's face? Trump's face was kind of funny when Kanye was going on. Trump's kind of like looking around the room, smiling. You know. When is it going to end here?
We need a ruling. Was that the first time anyone ever said MF-er in the Oval Office?
No.
Are you kidding?
On camera.
Oh, yeah.
On camera. Yeah, possibly. But have you ever heard the LBJ tapes or the Nixon tapes? I mean, they're full of swear words.
Yeah,
totally. But he didn't meet with rappers.
It's just, you know what gets me, and you guys are going to laugh about this, but do you remember when Obama met with rappers, how the right went nuts?
I don't remember that.
Well, no. I'm just telling you because...
Why'd the right go nuts?
Well, a lot of people have played it back. A lot of Fox News personalities went absolutely apoplectic that, why is this guy, have you ever listened to his lyrics? And Fox News went crazy that Obama was meeting with people. And now... You should hear what they're saying about, this is great, and it shows the support that Trump has from Kanye and the black community. What hypocrites.
It is interesting that the right wing, they once loved Taylor Swift and didn't like rap music. Now they kind of like rap music, and they don't like Taylor Swift anymore since she came out in favor of the Democrats.
I think some of those rappers did songs about killing cops.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
They did, Len.
Well, Kanye has two.
I'm sure you're not familiar with the rap lyrics, but they've done cop killing and violence against women, too. There are a lot of misogyny in the rappers.
But you're going to support him as opposed to anyone who visited Obama. So
we've got video.
It's hypocrisy.
We've got video of Kanye and the Kanye summit in the Oval Office up on our website, 710WOR.com/Len and Michael.
It's worth watching, but it's I don't know what to say anymore. Listen to this. This is our buddy Jonathan Carl. Now, Jonathan, I'm so excited. He's going to join us at 7:39. He also got a hug from Kanye, and he asked Kanye a question, and we got the audio.
Oh, your question. You have one question. We're going to go to another question. Okay. I answered your question. I don't answer questions in simple sound bites. You are tasting a fine wine. It has multiple notes to it. You better play 4D chess with me like it's Minority Report. Because it ain't that simple. It's complex.
Okay, so let's parse that. You have to play 4D chess with me? Are there four dimensions? I didn't realize that.
I did not. But the fine wine, I think if you listen to that speech, you can taste the tannins, the leather... The blackberry, the currant flavor.
I don't give you simple sound bites. My answer's like fine wine.
Yeah.
He's a creative artist.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's a wordsmith, Len.
Yeah. By the way.
He's famous for his lyrics. The words just tumble out of him.
We're going to take early phone calls from our listeners at about 6:40. I'm just curious because on the surface of things, I'm not guessing that a lot of our listeners are rap fans. And I'm just I'm interested to hear what our listeners have to say about this meeting. Are they going to spin like a top like you? Anything to support this president? Probably, right?
I think what Kanye is saying in his unique way is that this president has been good for African Americans because he has a robust economy that is giving people of all persuasions, of all races, jobs.
Well, tell me when he said that exactly.
I think that's what he meant. He's talking to Superman, to make America great again.
But he said, if he was racist, I would not be palling up with him.
Yeah.
He says he's not a racist.
Correct.
you think
I'm
he
just
is?
Shaking
do you,
my
you say he is?
Do you want me to go through the whole litany? I would say that if you went through everything that Trump,
policies,
his history,
his policies,
just
what
go
he's
through
done
his
as
history.
President,
just go through his history,
what has,
and you
what
can make
has
a case.
What has he done as president that you can claim he's racist? Because you're going to say his policies favor
people.
The rich and
better than expanding the welfare rolls, Len, is to give people jobs. And that's what this president is doing.
Can I use one line? There are good people on both sides. Mm-hmm. All right. If that wasn't a racist statement, I don't know what was.
What are you talking about? Oh, Charlottesville
and the white supremacists. Come on, Joe. Really?
That's not. you're not, you can't say the Please. President's racist because of
no,
it.
No.
Some of those left-wing people are a little nutty.
But yeah, but not everybody was a racist or white supremacist
in
Charlottesville, and that's
not
what he was saying.
I did not call him a racist. I'm just saying, just look at his history. Start with the Central Park Five. Go on and on. What he and his father did. I'm just telling you his history. That goes into who he is as a man.
All right.
Go through his history, and I'm telling you, you can make a very strong case that this guy is not an equal opportunity employer. That's all I'm saying.
I thought it was a productive meeting yesterday.
Well, you're
all
right, nuts. You're as nuts as Kanye.
All right, who whacked that mobster at McDonald's? We'll find out when we come back. Plus, your next chance to win $1,000 is coming up at 7:05 on 710 WOR. Now let's get the traffic from Bernie Biden.
Mr. Kanye West. For making this a lively morning. At about 6:40, we'll take early phone calls. We rarely do that, but I know you want to weigh in. Michael Riedel says, oh, that was a productive meeting yesterday with Kanye, the president. Everyone else in the world thinks it was absolutely Looney Tunes, but we'll see what you folks have to say. I respect what our listeners are going to tell us, and we'll take their calls around 6:40.
I think it's good the president is in touch with pop culture.
There you go. Yeah. Pop goes the weasel. Hey, this is an interesting head. I was just looking at Twitter and Channel 4 put this out. And I think this is all that you need to know is the story. New York City man goes to Long Island High School while field hockey team is practicing, changes into women's underwear inside a porta potty, then opens the toilet door and exposes himself, police say. I mean,
well, maybe the wind blew the door open when he was changing. He hadn't pulled his pants up yet.
I should find out where this is. I mean, if we're going to do the story, Berman, West Babylon High School.
Oh, great.
About 5 o'clock, anyway. So, so we were doing the story last week, mm-hmm. and we saw that this alleged mob individual yeah. was gunned down at a McDonald's drive-thru. And we kind of made fun of that, saying, boy, the mob's really slipped, because what happened to upscale yeah. killings like at Spark Steakhouse?
And Umberto's Clam House.
Yeah, but there's an update now.
Yeah, well, I'm calling this thing a mob McWhack, because the guy was ordering coffee from the drive-in yeah. window at McDonald's. He was boxed in, and he got shot. Well, they've arrested someone they believe to be the mafia hitman, and his name is Bushwan Shells Shelton from Brooklyn. Now, apparently, this is just what the feds are saying at this point. He was hired by the Albanian mob to rub out this Bonanno crime family associate, Salvador Zatola. And the reason is because the Albanian gangsters are trying to take over an illegal gambling racket called Joker Poker video games.
Yeah.
And Zatola ran that. So there's some gambling dispute going on.
Okay.
And they hired this guy, Shells Shelton, his name is, to McWhack the Bonanno crime family associate, Sylvester Zatola.
So the guy who was hired was allegedly a Bloods gangster.
Yeah, he's not connected to either mob. He's right. just the hitman.
So is it technically we need a ruling? Was that a mob rub out or not?
Yeah, no, the mob.
A Bloods guy wipes out a mobster.
Yeah, no, because the mob always hires hitmen who can come from anywhere in the world. Okay. They come in, they do the hit, and then they disappear forever. But unfortunately, this guy, they found $45,000 in his apartment when they raided him and some guns. So he didn't get out of the country fast enough.
Well, that's crazy. But it's an Albanian. So it is mob on mob crime then.
If yeah, Albanian versus the Italian mob.
That's a pejorative.
It's is it really?
Italian.
Well, there's it's a Italian. Song, The Italians. Well, who was the Dominic the Don? What was the famous singer? He used
may
to
not
sing
be a positive a song.
No, it's fine.
Just because it's a song. You know, Kanye West has a lot of songs. Hey, did you hear about this guy? Credit your newspaper, Riedel. Mm-hmm. See, that's why. By the way, this is a serious line. You know, people were saying when the Daily News gutted its staff, you know, you need newspaper reporters and journalists to tell the truth and to find out what's going on. Here's what the Post did. This guy, remember the story of that guy in a wheelchair was going around and he would sue all these upscale businesses for not being wheelchair access. Okay, so he like sued a Christian Dior in Soho, for example. He would file a $5 million suit against them. He'd wheel around in his wheelchair, and if it was a wheelchair accessible, he'd file a suit. And I guess he got paid off by some people to settle suits. Mm-hmm. Well, along comes the New York Post and shows that this guy isn't wheelchair-bound. The guy is a fraud. You know, he's not stuck in his wheelchair all the time.
Well, here's what the Post reporter did. They actually rang his doorbell And he answered it standing up.
Well, that was some, you know.
I mean, ho.
That was some hardcore investigative journalism
right
there.
It paid off.
So anyway. So
I mean, you might think the guy would have said, who's there?
Yeah. So now he's agreed to drop two of his $5 million lawsuits. So he's dropped the suit against Christian Dior and Soho as well as Herno. I'm not familiar with them. They're supposedly an upscale retailer in Soho. Mm. He's dropping the suits against them, but he still has some others going. So Pino Wine Bar on East 33rd Street also wants this guy. His name is Arik Matatoff. Mm-hmm. He's the serial litigant. They want that one dropped as well because here's what it says in the suit. Documentary evidence shows that the plaintiff is not wheelchair-bound, as he claims, but is able to ambulate on his own. And answer the door. No, and has submitted false and misleading statements about his alleged disability for monetary gain. So, two cheers for that. And before we get to news, and Joe might be dealing with this, you know, the Dow dropped another 545 points yesterday. So, when you add to the 800 the day before, that's 1,300. If you want a little bit of good news, the Dow futures right now are up 187. So maybe things are turning around a little bit. But a 1,300-point drop in 2 days.
Correction. Don't get too excited.
Just a little correction.
Just a correction.
And,
exactly.
You know, the president said we knew it was coming.
Yeah.
So everyone.
Everybody knew it was coming.
Buying opportunity. Buying opportunity.
All right. Coming up on the news time. And good morning to you, Joe Bartlett. How you doing, Joe?
Good morning. Fine, Len. Well, that bizarre scene in the Oval Office is still making news today. Kanye West sitting down with President Trump, delivering an uninterrupted 10-minute rant. Kanye saying he loves Hillary Clinton, but Trump's Make America Great Again hat made him feel like Superman.
Sure.
All right. The Washington Post says there's proof that the journalist Jamal Khashoggi was killed in the Saudi Arabian consulate in Turkey. Some U.S. lawmakers are now demanding the U.S. stop selling weapons to Saudi Arabia, but President Trump has rejected the idea of sanctions just yet.
What good does that do us? There are other things we can do.
Well, Congress is demanding the president do something. Mayor de Blasio says Democrats don't want Mike Bloomberg as their nominee for president in 2020. Bloomberg changed his party affiliation earlier this week, leading to speculation that he's ready to run for president. But de Blasio says, we don't need you.
I think more and more Americans understand that, you know, a lot of millionaires and billionaires have laughed all the way to the bank. And I doubt they want to elect another billionaire after the experience they've just had.
Oh, come on. De Blasio is an anti-business person. That's what he is. Anyone who is successful in business, de Blasio and that crazy left that he represents, they want to take down. Ridiculous.
Actually, he's in favor of business as long as you give him campaign contributions.
Yeah, precisely.
He's equal opportunity.
I like you. You donate to me. I like you. All right, we've got this little mini scandal brewing in Trenton. Republicans are calling for hearings after sexual assault allegations against a former aide to Governor Phil Murphy. Albert Alvarez resigned.
Wait, he's only been in office 2 days. He has former aides already?
2 days? What do you mean 2 days?
I know, but he's brand new governor. So he's a former aide?
This is a former aide. This guy, Albert Alvarez, resigned suddenly last week. No explanation, just left. He was in charge of Latino affairs. It was revealed later that he'd been investigated for a sexual assault. Hmm. No comment from Murphy. The Republican issue is, why was he hired in the first place? A wake going to be held this afternoon for 8 of the 20 people killed in that limo crash upstate. The prestige limo operator, Nauman Hussein, out on bond after being charged criminally with this accident. State police say he knew the driver of the limo wasn't properly licensed and that the vehicle recently failed inspection and should not have been on the road. This is kind of weird. A growing trend among teenage girls and their dads. There's an evangelical purity movement where girls make pledges to their fathers to stay virgins until they get married.
That's a good thing.
Black tie ceremonies are held called purity balls.
Where well, that's an unfortunate name, I think.
Well, it's a ball, Len. I mean, you're going the wrong way, as usual. The father and the daughter sign a purity contract.
Yeah.
Fathers are given a key representing their daughter's chastity,
yeah,
which will eventually be passed on to her husband.
This is a little weird.
It is a little weird. The girl is given a purity ring to wear in her ring finger so that, I guess, on the wedding night, the father says, here's the key.
Where's this done exactly?
Tell me the location. I don't want you to be condescending towards our Southern Baptist friends.
No,
there,
I think it sounds like Utah to me. Where's this happening?
Well, all over the country.
It's all over the country. Yeah. Okay.
I would say all over, but
Brooklyn? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Park Slope? Not happening there.
By the way, I want to ask you guys a question. I just got a tweet from a guy named Orlando. Tweeted our show. He says, "Liberal Len is at it again." He just tweeted. Now, is that a good thing or a bad thing? I need an interpretation. All right, thanks, Joey.
It's not
B.
good for you.
When we get back, early phone calls. We want to hear from you. I'm sure you got plenty to say about Kanye and Trump in the Oval Office. What do you think about all that? Call us, 800-321-0710. Plus, we have a chance for you to win $1,000 coming up at 7:05. But right now, let's take a look at traffic. Here's Bernie Viner.
And a very good Friday to everybody. The phones are open, 1-800-321-0710. Len seems outraged that Kanye West was in the Oval Office. I have no idea why.
I didn't say
he's making fun of Kanye West, who's a celebrated rapper who speaks in, I grant you, a unique way, but he's an artist, and Len thinks he's a wackadoodle and a lunatic, and Len even implies that the president of the United States, Donald Trump, may be a racist. I disagree, but what do you guys think? 1-800-321-0710.
Can I address everything that you just said?
No, we want to hear from the callers.
Okay, fine.
All right, let's go to let's go to Richard in Middle Village, New York. Good morning, Richard. What's on your mind?
Good morning, guys. I think the point is that he basically was saying he has the right to any political view he wants and to wear whatever he wants to wear without being harassed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So, yeah. That's his whole message?
It's mob mentality against him. What is he basically saying? He's saying that.
Yeah.
And you thought it was okay that he said MF-er in the Oval Office? That was just swell? That's okay?
He's a rapper, Len.
It is what it is. He's not a perfect person. None of us are.
Right. All right, Richard, I thank you. I understand what you're saying. I'm just going to say that when Obama met with rappers, the people on the right went absolutely apoplectic. And now that Trump is meeting with a rapper, oh, this is just fine and dandy. You know what that's called, Richard? It's called being hypocritical.
Oh, please, Len, come on.
It's a point, Len. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, what is he basically saying to him? He's saying he has the right.
The world is trying to interpret. The world is still trying to interpret what the hell he's saying. Hey, let's check out, how about Rob in Oceanside? Good morning to you, Rob.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, guys. Listen, he can have anybody he wants in the Oval Office. Al Sharpton was in there 1,000 times. The media never did it, never reported on it. He evaded taxes. You know what? I say it like this. The Democrats are like the Giants. They have no game plan. Okay, so they got to come out. They're going to say, oh, all white people are racist. We're going to throw everybody off the cliff. We're going to take their money. It's gotten to the point where it's really, what is your game plan? Well, you have no game plan. You're going into a game where you're putting 11 guys on offense and everybody's looking at each other.
Yeah.
You have Maxine Waters, who called for the impeachment of the president, who calls for, if you see anybody in the administration, to harass them. Okay, and you're saying that it's Kanye West is not going out there and saying, well, everybody, let's go crazy, you know? Hey, listen, he's a human being. He makes mistakes. He went against George Bush. Remember Katrina, what he called George Bush?
Yeah, right.
George Bush hated all white people.
Rob, you know what the Democrats' game plan is? To impeach the president. That's their game plan.
Right. They don't have any game plan. Listen.
Hey, Rob. You know what, Rob?
Taxes are getting cut. People have jobs. People have money in their pocket. The economy's doing well. That's all people care about. The Democrats want to keep all the people and dumb them down and put them on the dole, right? They want to go through this progressive thing like this dumb bozo de Blasio, right? We need somebody who's going to make things happen.
Hey,
and so just doing things. They don't...
Can I tell you one thing? I think you're absolutely right. I think the Democrats have no game plan. I've said it for months now, and I think that's going to bite them. And I don't disagree with that. I think they need a solid game plan. I agree. I don't disagree at all.
Let's go to Linda in the Bronx. Good morning, Linda.
Hi, good morning, guys. I think you're missing a whole point of this whole Kanye visit completely. First of all, weeks ago, Kanye wanted to make a statement to abolish the 13th Amendment ending slavery. The Democrats want to keep the blacks and minorities down. Welfare and all the entitlements. He wants it. Well, we've been up with the race part already.
All right, Linda, your phone's breaking up, but. Does that make sense? Abolish the 13th Amendment. Kanye has said that. In fact, he mentioned it again here.
Yeah.
He mentioned it again in the Oval Office yesterday.
You got to remove all that trapdoor out of the relationship. The four gentlemen that wrote the 13th Amendment, and I think the way the universe works, it's perfect. We don't have 13 floors, do we? You know, so the four...
That just makes perfect sense.
Productive,
to me.
Very productive there. Let's go to Joe in Norwalk, Connecticut on line six.
Hey, Joe.
Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Joe.
Great. How about me?
Okay. Leonard.
Leonard. That's like my parents. When I'm in trouble, it's Leonard. Go ahead.
Who needs a cup of coffee when you got Len Berman in the morning?
Exactly. I get you all riled up, Joe. That's my job.
You make me want to drive this truck right into the
side. Don't do that.
No, don't do that, Joe.
I think you've said that before, right,
don't
Joe?
Don't do that.
I said it and I felt it, but I haven't done it just yet.
Thank God.
But anyway, I think what you guys are missing is the Kanye effect. What's coming out of his mouth is inconsequential. It's the fact that we've seen Black support for Donald Trump go from 22 to 35-36%. It's an effect. It's happening because it's something that was needed. We need to buck the trend. We need everybody to have differing opinions and not be cornered into their little side groups because of color, skin color, race, creed, religion. It's working. So Kanye, bring him back. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't.
There you go, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Another Kanye fan. I'm sure Joe has all of his music that he listens to before he drives his... That's why he wants to drive the truck into the side of the road, because he's listening to Kanye. Hey, how about Dan? Welcome back, Dan, from Hopewell Junction. What's up, kid?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good morning, Dan.
Listen, I didn't agree with what Kanye said about George W. Bush, and I was a critic. But you know what? I don't remember people calling him a step and fetch.
Yeah.
A houseboy saying that Negroes can't read. I don't remember
Who said all this?
Hey, no, Dan's right. Did you hear what Don Lemon on CNN last night called it a minstrel show?
Disgusting. Yeah. And now these old racist terms that they're so offended about, they seem to be the ones that use them all the time. People may have not heard that term before, and now they've just been educated.
Yeah. No, Don right. Lemon, that was offensive what Don Lemon said. I guess it was a minstrel show in the Oval Office.
He went off, and obviously Don Lemon is black. Mm-hmm. So that was part of what he was saying. But I don't know. Well, as expected, I think our listeners are just fine with Kanye West. I want this translated, okay?
You got to remove all that trapdoor out of the relationship. The four gentlemen that wrote the 13th Amendment, and I think the way the universe works, it's perfect. We don't have 13 floors, do we? You know, so the four gentlemen that wrote the 13th Amendment didn't look like the people they were amending.
It takes time, Len, and you have to absorb what artists are saying. So I might not be able to give you an answer right away, but let me give it some thought during the show.
You'll get back to me?
And I'll get back to you. I'm going to study it a little bit.
At 10:05? What are you getting back to? What are you going to get back to me?
Saturday morning. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, Len. Don't worry about it. All right.
Okay.
When we come back, Harvey Weinstein is on trial, but get this, folks. He may go free, and we'll tell you how. Plus, you want $1,000. Well, your next chance is coming up at 7:05 on 710 WOR. Now let's get the traffic from Bernie Biden.
710 WOR.
Well, as usual, every day, Natalie and the crew put up some unbelievable videos on our website. You really, really should go back every day and check it out at 710WOR.com/Len and Michael. We've had some amazing ones this week, including...
I found this one this morning.
The world's hottest grandma from the other day in Australia.
I remember the world's hottest
grandma. Yeah, well, that got a lot of attention because she's basically not wearing much. But anyway, now what'd you come up with? And that was what you came up with, Riedel.
Yeah, the hottest grandma? Sure.
Yeah.
48. Yeah. Well, this one I found this morning, and it's one of these videos when you watch it, you burst out laughing.
What? Really?
You
really don't like kids,
I woke my girlfriend up. It's like 4:45 in the morning, and I watched this video, and I just started laughing. So... a woman is shopping with her sons. Her name is Tashila Alexander. She's shopping at a Walmart in Oklahoma. And her 12-year-old son, he finds this huge Chewbacca mask. And he puts the mask on. And he's really kind of cute in the mask. And he's sneaking up behind his mom to scare her wearing his big Chewbacca mask.
Yeah. And, you're laughing then, Natalie? Is laughing?
But the kid is cute. He's got his little hands out there and he's sneaking up. And then when he scares her, she turns around and she wails on. She smacks the kid right in that Chewbacca face and he goes down for the count.
She punches the kid? I'm sure he's fine. I'm sure he's fine because she ended up, I think, posting this on her Facebook account. Yeah. So I'm assuming he's okay. But she was so startled, she didn't even know what to do.
She was thinking on her feet, though. If some guy comes up behind me in a furry mask, I'm gonna hit him, too. Okay, smacks him right Right? Well, I mean, does Chewbacca have a snout? Yeah, he smacks him right in the Chewbacca snout.
We have the actual audio of the punch.
Yes.
I guess she yelled first and then punched him, huh?
That's exactly what happened.
Chewbacca!
Whoa!
Well, she posted on Facebook that Tylan, the 12-year-old, I'll bet Tylan will think twice before he tries to scare his mama.
Yeah. Find a new Halloween costume, Tylan.
Jeez.
Might as well go as Princess Leia.
Is this the video of the day? Or
This is the video of the day.
It's pretty good. I was in Target the other day, and I go around the corner, and there's a guy in a huge chicken mask. Big. Same thing, you know, kind of like you would see a character.
Yeah. Did you punch him?
No, we have audio of Natalie.
But there is something about being in these stores and wanting to put those huge masks on, I have to tell you.
Well, on a serious note, we dealt with this yesterday. We had Alex Stockton Rossiti at the courthouse as Harvey Weinstein made his entrance. In fact, Alice called out his name and he waved to her. Yeah. So there you go. Anyway, one count was dropped out of six. And as we discussed yesterday, this Lucia Evans, her story was not going to hold up. Apparently, Lucia Evans had admitted to a friend that she went to Weinstein's office and performed a sex act in return to get an acting job. And she admitted it. She said she wasn't happy about it, but she said she did it. So it was consensual. So
I think she was the one who was with her friend in the bar where they met Weinstein, and he offered them money if they would expose their breasts.
Correct.
And apparently she did do that.
I didn't want to go into all the little sordid details, but you wasted no time going there.
This undermines the woman's case against Harvey.
Yeah.
And then she did perform oral sex on him because he said he would give her a job. I mean, it's called the old-fashioned casting couch.
Well,
not that I approve of it, but this woman claims she was raped, and it turns out she was lying.
Harvey's defense attorney is Benjamin Braffman.
This is a very positive development. I have said from the start that it is sexual assault is a serious crime, but falsely accusing someone of sexual assault is also a very serious crime.
This is going to be known as the Brett Kavanaugh defense, right?
Oh, come on, Len.
When you are vilified in the media, as has Mr. Weinstein, there is a rush to judgment, which is offensive to the concept of fairness and due process.
I don't know about that. I don't know if it was a big rush to judgment. So many people came forward with so many sordid tales.
There is no parallel between Harvey Weinstein and Brett Kavanaugh at all, despite your attempts to make it.
He is obviously relieved and to some degree pleased, but Harvey Weinstein has maintained from the beginning that he never sexually assaulted Lucia Evans or any of the other women that he's been accused of assaulting.
All right, well, here's Lucia Evans' attorney, and her name is Carrie Goldberg.
Over 80 women have accused Harvey Weinstein of sexual violence. And if our justice system fails to hold him criminally accountable, then something is wrong with our justice system.
Listen,
people
sweetheart.
Always ask, why don't sexual assault survivors come forward? And this is why. Today is why.
Oh, come on. Listen, sweetheart. Your client lied, all right? Your client lied.
Yeah.
So don't play this card. Your client lied. That's why they tossed this charge out.
Police Commissioner James O'Neill had these thoughts about the case.
The overall criminal case against Mr. Weinstein remains strong. The evidence is compelling. There are five remaining counts in the indictment, including predatory sexual assault. The NYPD will continue to work with the prosecution in any way it can to seek justice for these brave survivors who have displayed tremendous courage in coming forward.
I'm not sure that this one count getting thrown out is going to, spoil all the other counts.
No, but you can see the strategy on the part of Harvey's lawyer. If they have more evidence of these other women that there was something consensual going on, which I think is the direction that they're going in, this could be a tough case to bring against him.
It's hard to find actual physical evidence, videos, blue dresses, whatever. It's hard to find all that stuff. Well, anyway, Harvey Weinstein, one blue count dresses. Dropped. You just got that, huh?
Blue dresses.
The news is the audio going slowly to that side of the studio? When we come back, all of the craziness yesterday in the Oval Office. What really happened? Plus, stick around for your chance at $1,000. It's coming up. It's 7 o'clock.